This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
You're listening to the powerful story from British Gas Generation Green.
Oh my gosh! Exclaimed Jeremiah as he, Zoe and Billy arrived at the fairground. This is even better than I remember it! It was a sunny afternoon and the gates for the new seafront fair were being held open by two men in ringmaster costumes. What a wonderful fairground, said Jeremiah, smiling as he remembered the fairgrounds he used to go to as a child. Come on, let's see what we can find, said Zoe, tugging Billy and Jeremiah's hands and leading them towards a lady operating a candy floss machine. Zoe rummaged in her pocket for some money and handed it over. The lady handed her a big stick of candy floss in return. Want some? Offered Zoe, looking at Jeremiah's puzzled face. Billy licked his lips.
You can't eat that, can you? Said Jeremiah. It's just a big pink cloud, isn't it?
Of course you can eat it, laughed Billy. It's called candy floss and it's delicious.
Zoe ripped a chunk of candy floss off the long wooden stick and shoved it in her mouth. Jeremiah did the same.
Actually, it's not bad, candy, whatever you call it,
smiled Jeremiah as he chewed.
It's not bad at all.
Once the candy floss was finished, the Sparks enjoyed exploring the fairground and choosing the most exciting rides to have a go on. They tried the Dodgems, the Big Wheel, and even the waltzes. 1 hour later, they staggered off the teacups.
Wow!
Said Jeremiah, as he struggled to regain his balance.
The old ones are the best, but to be honest, I think I've had enough spinning, jumping and bouncing for one day.
Zoe and Billy couldn't agree more, and soon the three friends were heading out of the fairground for a bit of quiet time.
We should head for the beach, suggested Zoe. It'll be calmer there.
Great idea, exclaimed Jeremiah.
When they got to the beach, Billy and Zoe took off their shoes while Jeremiah embraced the sea air.
I love the beach, exclaimed Zoe, taking pictures of the sun's reflection shimmering onto the big blue waves of the ocean with her tablet computer.
Goodness, it's hot today, Jeremiah said, removing his jacket. The sun heats up so much. I wonder if there's a way to make it work for us.
There is, Jeremiah, said Zoe, pointing to a row of nearby houses.
The sun twinkled off the rows of neat solar panels that had been placed on the roof of every home.
Those are solar panels, said Zoe. They absorb the energy from the sun and use it to heat and power our homes.
You learn something new every day, said Jeremiah in wonder. Unless you're a time-travelling granddad like me, in which case you learn 100 new things instead.
Any leftover electricity goes to other houses, continued Zoe.
But she could see that Jeremiah's mind was beginning to wander.
What on earth are those?
Asked Jeremiah, pointing to three large wind turbines on top of the cliffs.
They're wind turbines, said Billy with a smile. They produce electricity too. Shall we go and have a closer look?
Jeremiah didn't need to be asked twice, and he was already clambering onto the BMX.
Come on, slow coaches,
he shouted as he pedalled.
If you can't keep up with a man who's 150 years old, then things really are bad.
Zoe and Billy giggled, hopped onto their skateboard and scooter and gave chase.
Did you know, right now, 20% of the world's electricity comes from renewable sources?
The powerful story from British Gas Generation Green. See the powerful story live at Eureka, the National Children's Museum in Halifax, from the 25th of October to the 1st of November. Visit generationgreen.co.uk for more details.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.